Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here. And welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer. Bring in a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's The Voice of God in the New Testament reading from Acts 26, 1 through 18, reading from the New Century Version. Paul defends himself. Agrippa said to Paul, "You may now speak to defend yourself." Then Paul raised his hand and began to speak. He said, "King Agrippa, I am very pleased to stand before you and will answer all the charges the evil people make against me. You know so much about all the customs and the things they argue about, so please listen to me patiently. All my people know about my whole life, how I lived from the beginning in my own country and later in Jerusalem. They have known me for a long time. If they want to, they can tell you that I was a good Pharisee. And the Pharisees obey the laws of my tradition more carefully than any other group. Now I am on trial because I hope for the promise that God made to our ancestors. This is the promise that the 12 tribes of our people hope to receive as they serve God day and night. My king, they have accused me because I hope for this same promise. Why do any of you people think it is impossible for God to raise people from the dead? I too thought I ought to do many things against Jesus from Nazareth, and that is what I did in Jerusalem. The leading priests gave me the power to put many of God's people in jail, and when they were being killed, I agreed that it was a good thing. In every synagogue, I often punished them and tried to make them speak against Jesus. I was so angry against them that I even went to other cities to find them and punish them. One time, the leading priests gave me permission and power to go to Damascus. On the way there, at noon, I saw a light from heaven. It was brighter than the sun and flashed all around me and those who were traveling with me. We all fell to the ground, and then I heard a voice speaking to me in the Hebrew language saying, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? You are only hurting yourself by fighting me.' I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' The Lord said, 'I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Stand up. I have chosen you to be my servant and my witness. You will tell people the things that you have seen and the things that I will show you. This is why I have come to you today. I will keep you safe from your own people and also from the others. I am sending them to you and to open their eyes so that they may turn away from darkness to the light, away from the power of Satan and to God. Then their sins can be forgiven and they can have a place with those people whom have been made holy by believing in me.'" The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing thevoiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review The Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources, which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book. That's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com dwellonthesethings. Let's have a breath. Let's have a breath and have a prayer. Creator of the universe, you made the world in beauty and restore all things in glory. Through the victory of Jesus Christ, we pray that wherever your image is still disfigured by poverty, sickness, selfishness, war, and greed, the new creation in Jesus Christ may appear in justice, love, and peace. To the glory of your name, amen.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.